This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next interview may ring true for some of you out there, those who at one point or another realized they were looking for love in all the wrong places. If that sounds familiar, then you'll relate to Amy Webb's story, in which she tries and fails at online dating and then does those matching algorithms one better. Her new book is called Data, A Love Story. Amy, it's nice to have you with us.
So great to be here.
So listen, I'm going to do something I don't usually do at the beginning of the interview, but I'm going to insult you a little bit. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You were a mess, man. Your love life was just, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Did you know it at the time that you were a mess?
You know, I think I was going through, I think a lot of people who are looking to find love, you know, wind up going down different paths that ultimately don't serve them the best. And they either wind up in marriages that are unhappy or single and wishing that they were in marriages. So I think that the story is pretty transcendent.
You know, so your mom and your sister and a friend or two feature prominently in this book, mostly as sounding boards after you've had horrible experiences. And I can't help but wonder whether at some point they didn't say to you, whatever happened to finding a nice guy in the supermarket?
Yeah, they actually tried to set me up with somebody who worked in the supermarket.
How did that go?
That didn't go well. You know, The sort of old adage that true love will find you when you least expect it, yeah, and therefore you should sort of sit around and wait, isn't a good strategy in any potential conceivable sense.
So you sit down one night and you come up with, I'm looking at it now actually, you come up with a list of 72 things. And you run the gamut from must want two children to be of medium build, not fat, not skinny.
Right.
Also 5'10 to 6'2".
Right. I got very granular. And here's why. Because when I thought about the people that I had gone out with previously, I was trying to identify where things were going wrong and also what we shared in common. And if I made a list, you know, the list might have said, well, smart, funny.
Yeah.
And those are analogous to me making a grocery store list that said meat and produce. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't identified my audience. I couldn't target my audience. I really had no idea what I was looking for besides, you know, a husband.
But what you have then in the end is this matrix that works for you. And it kind of gives lie to the notion of Match.com can fix you up because we got a gazillion, you know, points of comparison and eHarmony can do this. I mean, you built a matrix that works for you and your matrix is not going to work for me.
You're absolutely right. The matrix that I built, the math that I used, that made sense for me. But for somebody else, as long as you have a list, you know, and you prioritize that list in some way, using stickers, using check marks, using emoticons, whatever makes sense, that framework can be totally personalized and individualized for everybody.
I'm happy to report that the story does have a happy ending, right? You found a guy.
I sure did. Once I had all of this sort of data in place, and it took 3 weeks of me waiting to find somebody who had crossed the sort of magic threshold of numbers, and we finally went out.
So we have your husband in the studio there, right? Sit next to you?
We do.
All right, good. Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I have to ask you how you feel about being the end product of all this data analysis.
Very, very lucky.
Come on, you had to say that. She's sitting right there.
Well, that's true. But at the same point, it was very interesting when she showed me the list for the first time.
Yeah. Did you didn't know, right, that you were—
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, but very early on in our courtship, within I think it was date 3 or 4,
yeah,
you know, she kind of showed me the background and what she had come up with. And I had this sort of brief moment of, did she conjure me? It was very kind of unusual moment, but mainly I was very excited because I was checking off all the things that I qualified for. So, oh, I got this. I got that. I got this.
Are you, in fact, 5'10" to 6'2"?
Actually, I am.
Brian Wolf is married to Amy Webb, and her book is called Data, A Love Story. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.